sitting right across the way from me. She is gearing up for the Red Willow County Fair. Wishes the weather would could carry on today into next week, but it doesn't look that way, Donna Kiker. It looks like it's going to be a hot son of a gun for the start of next week, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
But we'll be fine.
Yep. You've been there and done that in years past, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, you had all the 4-H and the kids bringing their animals, getting judged. How many years you been doing this now?
I had my 30-year work anniversary this May.
30 years,
yeah.
Huh?
So it was part-time before that, but it's been 30 years full-time. So
it's old hat for you now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. There's always something new, though, but...
Yeah, I'm sure along the way, throughout the years, things kind of change here and there. I'm sure every year there's something different, huh?
Right.
You bet. What's everything as far as get started? The fair officially begins on 23rd, but you kind of start a little bit maybe over the weekend or Monday, don't you?
We actually last weekend had a shooting sports contest, and horse show was last Friday. We always do the county horse show before they go down for the state horse expo. That was this week in Grand Island. So I think most of them are probably home or coming home today from there. Mm-hmm. But so we've had those two events. Then tomorrow we actually have clothing day, is when the clothing construction and the 4-H modeling takes place. We do that down at the McCook Christian Church. It's a great facility for that event. And then Saturday we'll have our 4-H dog show. And Sunday is our cleanup. The kids come and help set up the 4-H building racks and the display cases and help set up the show ring and those type of things and get the poultry barn ready and that. The families all show up to do that and decorate their bales come in.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah. We always look at those really from the east side. Or do you have them from all?
No, it's just in from that east
side. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh,
that's cool.
But yeah. They have clubs really enjoy doing that. That's kind of a nice project for them to do together.
Did they go along like with the theme of the fair?
They try to follow our theme so for the year. But
cool. So yeah, you have been busy getting everything going a little bit earlier than everybody else, huh?
Right. Nobody thinks about that stuff that's done ahead of time. And but now there's a lot goes on.
Now the clothing, the fashion, that's something that's really the kids really get into every year, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They really like we call it Beyond the Needle, so it's like decorating their a t-shirt or other things too. But crochet kind of has some interest in it this year. We've got more of those projects than we've had in the past. So and then they can model either a constructed item that they've sewn, or they can also model shopping in style where they purchase an outfit. So a lot of them like that.
No, with those, can they go on to state fair competition?
Yes.
Too?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. They fashion show, we can actually send 3 people to county fair or to state fair from our county in the shopping and style, and 7 can go if they're in the right project down for the constructed part. So
that's terrific. That's good. And then of course your sheep, your cattle, pigs, are there any, and there's you know, chickens that they have inside there at the one facility. So there's all sorts of animals next week,
right? And you know, like now we're doing stall assignments and getting that all organized, and they'll come in next Wednesday. The 4-H building is actually Tuesday, where all the other static exhibits come in, your foods, your welding, home decorating things.
And the kids really, really get into that, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We got a real, I don't know, we have more 4-H'ers enrolled this year than we have in the past, probably about 20 some, and we're kind of on the younger side right now, which is great.
Mm-hmm. When can they start? I know I've asked you this before.
They can start as Clover Kid 4-H'ers if they're 5 by January 1st. Mm-hmm. They can't, they're non, that's non-competitive, 5 to 7. And then, so they get ribbons, but they're rainbow ones or fun colored ones. They sit down and interview judge with a judge, just like the big kids do. Mm-hmm. They just don't get a placing and critiqued. They can have livestock. They can have their bucket calves. They can't weigh over a certain amount. They can show a hog. They can show a sheep, goat. They can do dog. and they can do with the rabbits and the chickens and poultry barn. So yeah, they it's enough. They think they're fully involved. So cool. And then by eight, as of January 1st, then they can do all the projects, and then it becomes competitive with the ribbon placings. And
of course, for the older kids, kind of in the high school and junior high kids, the beef show, when the livestock show takes place and they sell and they have other people purchase their cattle, that's always a big event, isn't it?
Yeah, the premium showcase is kind of a community, bigger community event. We appreciate all the support the buyers give the 4-H'ers for their hard work, and then also a portion of that, a small portion, goes to the 4-H Council, and that's what we run our program off of. So it benefits all the kids in the program.
Who else helps you? You can't do this by yourself, can you?
In our office, we've got Teresa Thomas. She's our office manager. Adrian Smith is a part-time office person. She does a lot with the shooting sports program as a volunteer, too. Ruby Collins is our ag educator, and Tasha Wolf is our early childhood person, and they all swing in at fair time. Brandy Hilton Hageman, she's been up there as in other positions, but right now she's our zone coordinator. She'll help. She'll announce the beef shows and stuff. She does a wonderful job at that. So it takes everyone, and we've got a part-time summer person. So.
Of course, you hear a lot of these voices every Friday in the morning with our Redlow County Extension Minutes, which promote what 4-H is and what you do every day.
Yes.
Summertime's no question, your busiest time of the year.
Oh, yes. By the time we do, we always have several day camps, like 1 to 4 in the afternoon. Kimberly Cook and I, we plan those together. She's out at Hitchcock County. She comes up here and helps. When I have them, then I go out there and help her. So we've had a wonderful response with those. We've had 30 kids at those camps each. And it is busy. And we just get done with those, and then we jump in. Like Kim had fair this week. Mm-hmm. And so we don't have much of a break in between. But we plan ahead far enough. It gets accomplished. So.
I see. We're up there a couple of nights, of course, with our broadcast coverage, and you see you, Donna, and all the rest of the kids. You live at the fairgrounds for a week, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them bring their campers up, and they have a lot of fun.
Yeah. I don't know how you do it, especially when it's 110 out, and you want to get someplace where it's cool, but sometimes you got to stay in right there with the animals and tend to them, don't they?
Yeah, they need to make sure they're fed and watered, and they wash them and cool them off and all those things. So they get to hang out with friends, and it's really fun to see the friendships that have evolved over just from meeting each other at 4-H and stuff. So it's nice to see that happen.
And of course, Redlow County Fair gets done. It's not too long after that, and State Fair competition.
Right. We'll take static exhibits down. I think it's the 20th of August, and then that last weekend in August is the 4-H weekend. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them. Well, there's a lot of families that have signed up to show livestock at the State Fair. We'll have some dog competitors go down and participate in the dog show. So
terrific. Could it be another great Redlow County Fair? I know we work with Giles and everybody around there, and just that's one of the key things, if not the number one thing, when it comes to a county fair is your 4-H competition.
Right. And I didn't mention, but our 4-H council, it's a council of 12 individuals that volunteer their time to serve on the council. They do 2-year terms, and there's 12 of them, and they're a great help. They take on a lot of roles and help a lot at fair time.
That's terrific.
So you'll see them around too.
Well, hopefully we're going to be out there next Thursday and Friday. Always like to, I know a lot of the kids like to, hey, come on over and let's talk about, some of the kids are a little shy, but some kids are not. They love talking about their animals, don't they?
Oh, yes. I don't think they'd probably volunteer, but if you ask, they will do it, yes. After they're done, they're fine with it.
Exactly. It's that was easy. That was a piece of cake. Yeah, they love talking about their animals. Hey, you work hard. You're proud of what you do.
Oh, yeah. And it takes a lot of time to get those animals ready and to get them up there. And the confidence that those animals have brought into a lot of kids' is amazing if you see it from year to year, mm-hmm. or you've got family that's involved with it. It's amazing what the how it makes them mature and be confident in themselves. So
I'm sure that in your years you've had work with kids, and now you're working with their kids.
Oh, yes.
I'm not saying you're old on it.
No,
but that's good that you've watched the generations just follow each other.
And it's interesting, like I mentioned the 4-H Council, how many of those that are on there were 8, 9 when I started. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice to see them step up and want to be in that leadership role.
Exactly right.
And then I also have some 4-H'ers that do some judging at other counties. Of course, they can't do it up here. Well, mm-hmm. they can if their family's out of it. But anyway, it's nice for me to see them want to pass that on and give that experience to kids too. So,
well, I wouldn't want to be a judge at some of this because I'm sure it's pretty tough at times, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they're all good projects and everything. It's like, oh boy, how do you judge? Everyone's good.
Yep. You know, it's some people think you should have certain amount of purple, certain amount of blues. I think you can have that quality that you don't have your lower ribbons. It's possible.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So,
well, we'll hope and cross the fingers. Maybe that Mother Nature will change that forecast a little bit for next week and bring in some cooler temps and everything. If not, you're going to roll with the flow and get through it, right?
Right. We've been pretty hot before, so yeah. I don't think this is going to be much hotter than a couple of those years.
Exactly.
Like 4-H building has air conditioning in it, so that's always one of the roughest days I've always thought, because there's so many different areas in that building,
right?
And trying to keep it all moving smoothly. So some people don't think that's a big hurdle, but I always say you get 4-H building exhibits all in and displayed and stuff, that's one big